Previously on Heroes.
There were 12 of us. Now, there are 9.
Who wants revenge, Mrs. Petrelli?
I want my lawyer now.
Where is he?
She'll be all right, Mom.
So you can find anyone in the world, you just need to think about them?
There's only one that I can't. When I think about him, he can see me.
Everything that I had, it's gone.
Sila knocks Michelle out.
Wait, take me with you. I have a car.
I'll only be gone for a while, and you're gonna be staying with family. It could be fun.
Okay, fine. I'm a freak, all right?
Claire, shut up.
They fly off.
What's on your neck?
Last thing I remember, this man stepping out of the bushes calling my name.
What are you talking about? What man?
The guy with the horn-rimmed glasses.
I'm sending you a JPEG of a painting I found. It's the last in the series, 8 of 8.
Mr. Bennett's looking at a picture depicting his own death. Bennett House, Costa Verde, California.
Mr. Muggles and I just did 2 whole miles at the beach. You wouldn't know it looking at him, but this dog can power walk.
Have you talked to Claire lately?
About what?
Oh, just about how she's adjusting. Has she met somebody? A boy, maybe? If the wrong person comes into her life, it could be problematic for all of us.
What makes you so sure it's a boy?
What makes you so sure it isn't?
Claire comes downstairs and notices her parents' concerned expressions.
Is there something on my face?
Claire, your mother and I need to talk to you about boys.
Oh, please, not the sex talk again. It was painful enough the first time.
We just want to know if you're seeing anyone.
Why? Because dating is forbidden, too, along with cheerleading and a social life.
Nobody's forbidding anything, Claire. It's just that any outsider could be a threat to the family.
Dad, believe it or not, there are people in this world who aren't out to get us.
All we're saying is, if there is a boy, I'd like to meet him. We could help you decide whether this is somebody that you could trust.
Claire considers for a moment.
Dad, relax. Okay, there's no boy.
New York at night, then abstract drawings interweaving the kanji with parts of a human face. As Molly wakes up from a nightmare, Matt and Mahinder rush into her room.
Okay, it's okay.
Sorry, I can't help it. It just keeps on happening. I'm sorry.
Shh, it's okay. Get the light. Molly, she's fine. She's fine. Okay, put your head down. It's over, right? Okay. You want something to drink?
Water.
Water, okay.
Matt kisses her on the head. Then he and Mahinder walk to the doorway.
It's getting worse. 2 at night now. I'm trying to listen in, get in her head. And I keep getting thrown back.
So what are we supposed to do?
I don't know. You're the scientist.
That doesn't exactly make me an expert on nightmares.
That makes 2 of us. I don't know. I'll go get the water. Just keep her calm. And we'll just
figure it out, right?
Mohinder sits down at the edge of Molly's bed.
Just try to get some sleep, sweetheart.
When will they stop?
I don't know.
She settles down to sleep. Washington, D.C. Nathan's at his son's school gates.
Marty! Simon!
Dad! Dad!
Hey, boys.
You grew a beard.
You like it? No? You gonna shave it?
They nod.
Listen, I wanted to tell you that your grandmother's in the hospital.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's gonna be fine. But when you get home, I want you to get your mommy to help you call her, okay? Because I know she's going to want to hear from you.
Okay.
I know I haven't been around, and I'm sorry about that. But I'm coming home. I promise. And what do Petrellis do when they make promises?
Keep them!
That's right.
Can I help you?
I'm their father.
You know you're not allowed to be here.
Go ahead.
No! I want to stay with you.
It's okay. Go on. See you soon, okay? Go ahead.
The teacher leads the boys away, leaving Nathan looking crushed. Maya, Alejandro, and Derek, somewhere in Mexico.
So, you are from California?
California?
The license on the car. It says California.
Oh, that. No, I just picked the car up there. I'm actually from Jersey.
This is very, very close to New York. We are going to New York, my brother and
me. Look, I can take you guys pretty far, but when we get to the border, chances are they're going to be looking for all of us.
¿Qué está diciendo?
Él dice que nos estarán buscando.
As Maya translates for Alejandro, Derek slams on the brakes, stopping the car just feet from a man lying face down on the road.
Dios mío.
Whispering, oh my God, Maya kneels down with the others around the man. Alejandro wonders, what happened to him?
¿Qué le habrá pasado?
Dude looks dead.
They roll him onto his back. It's Sila. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Chapter 4, The Kindness of Strangers. Micah sleeping on his back when drops of water begin pattering his forehead. Dawson home, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Morning, boys. You ready for school?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You watch your tongue, young man. He's a guest in our house.
We'll see about that. Nana, I need $65.
That's funny, so do I.
Good morning, everybody. Well, do I look any different today?
Just as lame as you always do.
You look confident.
Confidence, good. How about in charge? Micah?
Yeah, you look like someone who's in charge.
And why do I look like someone who's in charge?
Because somebody died and left you that way?
No, because today is the day they're posting the test results for the regional manager training program. The test I just happened to have aced.
Right.
Good, so now you can afford that $65 I asked you for.
No, I can't. And don't be asking Grandma either. Don't give him a dime, Nana. He wants it for some wrestling match on pay-per-view tonight. Half the people in this county are living in FEMA trailers, and you want to spend good money to watch grown men jump around in their underwear.
You can walk down Bourbon Street for that.
But it's the night of the tag team title. I can't miss it.
You should be watching something educational, like this. This is good TV.
And voila, you have a beautiful tomato rose.
Making flowers out of tomatoes? Who's got time to do that?
Unfortunately, I do.
I'll bring dinner home from the restaurant.
Again. Wish me luck.
Break a leg.
Whatever.
Micah stares at Damon.
What you looking at?
Nothing. It's just, I think I know a way to get you pay-per-view.
Angela's sitting up in her hospital bed.
I did it. I killed Kaito Nakamura.
Why?
For all the reasons you said.
Sex? Money?
Yes. You know I was on the roof. You have my fingerprints. I did it. I pushed him off.
When we brought you in, you tried to kill yourself. Turns out your wounds were self-inflicted.
I was distraught, overwhelmed by what I did, so I attacked myself. Write down the statement and let it go, Parkman. Please, let it go.
Mrs. Petrelli, why are you doing this?
My head is clear now. I understand. The only way out of this is for me to confess.
Fine. I'll start the paperwork.
Fuller leaves.
If they keep digging, they will find out about all of us and what we can do. Let it go.
At school, Claire's at her locker when a friend dangles a form in front of her.
What's that? Parental release form to try out for the cheerleading squad.
For me?
Yep. I'm flattered. I don't think I can squeeze cheerleading into my schedule.
But you're kind of a hero to the girls in the squad.
A hero, why?
The way you set up the Debbie on your first day, you know, half of being a cheerleader is having guts. And you have got those in spades.
Claire smiles.
I'll tell you what, I'll think about it and then I'll let you know
if I change my mind.
Good. Then take the release form, just in case.
West.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't stop thinking about yesterday. It was so amazing. I finally have someone I can be myself with.
About that, I'm not sure we should hang out anymore. It's just my parents are really overprotective.
Is this because we flew together? I weirded you out, didn't I?
No, I like you, I really do.
Then it's those marks on my neck, right? You think I was abducted by aliens. I told you it was a guy with horn-rimmed glasses.
It's my dad. He's just really overprotective about the dating thing.
Then let me talk to him.
I don't think that's a good idea.
But I can fly, and you can regenerate. I mean, doesn't that tell you anything?
Please don't make this harder on me than it already is.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, I'll totally back off. Today, I'm asking you out.
West, I...
Tonight, anywhere you want to go. If you want to call it off after that, fine.
Claire stares at him.
Fine, but just this once.
You won't regret it.
Nathan marches up to Matt in the corridor outside his mum's hospital room.
What do you think you're doing questioning a suspect in a hospital? Any confession is coerced. She's sick.
Or not. They believe her. But I know she's innocent.
Hell.
Matt moves him away from the door and finds a quiet spot by a vending machine.
The same way I know that you can fly. I can read your mind. Just like I read your mother's. But I can't tell my partner what I know or how I know it.
You reading my mind right now?
No. Yes. Sorry. Look, your mother thinks she's protecting somebody by shutting down this investigation, but I'm not gonna let it happen. I'm not backing down. I got a little girl at home who wakes up in the middle of the night screaming about nightmares and drawing a symbol that... This. The same symbol that's on these photos.
I know this symbol.
Everything. What you and I can do, we're all connected.
I know this photograph.
Good, because I need your help. I can't continue this investigation without you.
All right, I'll help. I need 5 minutes alone with my mother. Alone.
Walking into Angela's room, Nathan finds her standing by the bed, dressing with her back to the door.
Why are you confessing to a crime you didn't commit?
Because you were right, Nathan. I don't deserve to be saved.
Ma, I was angry when I said that. I was drunk. I didn't mean it.
Of course you did.
You asked me for help once. Now just let me help you.
Just because you shave doesn't mean you're clean and sober. You still have to get yourself into a program. Get your family back. Don't let your children hate you. Not if you can help it.
You didn't kill Kaito Nakamura. I know that.
I have done so many bad things in my life, it really doesn't matter what crime I confess to.
Let me help you.
No, what you want is redemption, and you're not going to get it by helping me. You'll just get killed, and I can't bear to lose another son.
Gazing pleadingly into his eyes, she wraps her arms around him, and they embrace. Matt and Fuller walk into the room.
He has to do this, I'm sorry.
It's all right, I'm ready.
While Nathan glances over his shoulder and nods at Matt, Angela sits down in a wheelchair and holds her wrists out for Fuller to handcuff them. Matt wheels her out into the corridor. Silas sitting with Maya in the back of Derek's car.
Where's your stuff? You're traveling pretty light.
I got robbed. Been walking for 3 days. Thank God you came along.
Ask him where he's heading.
Where are you going?
Going home to America. New York.
New York? This is where we're going.
Do you have family there?
No. We need to find this man.
Maya, no.
Dr. Suresh.
A Spanish version of Suresh's book.
Well, this is a coincidence. I know this book. I've read it.
Really?
¿Qué estás enseñándole el libro?
She tells Alejandro that he's read it.
Why are you searching for Dr. Suresh?
For, answers.
To what? I know Dr. Suresh. We're old friends.
You and Dr. Suresh?
You've helped me. Now I can return the favor. I can take you to him.
I can help you find him.
He knows the man who wrote the book. He'll take us to him. Of all the people to find, it's amazing. It's a miracle, a sign from God. We're on the right path.
Thank you. I don't know what to say. I don't even know your name.
It's Gabriel.
He glances at his watch.
Gabriel Gray.
Gabriel. Like the angel.
Yeah. Just like the angel.
Monica Dawson, Burger Bonanza.
I spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry. But now I hold my head up high.
They got rules against drinking on the job, you know.
It's all about attitude, Camille.
What's about attitude?
Life. And today is the first day of the rest of mine.
Uh-huh. You sound like a fortune cookie.
No, I sound like a woman with a future.
Is there something you're not telling me?
I took the test.
Oh, are you pregnant?
No, girl. Now, how am I gonna be pregnant wearing this outfit two shifts a day? The management training program. I took the test.
Oh, that.
What do you mean, oh, that?
Nothing. I just think that you shouldn't get your hopes up, that's all. Only a fool would put money on a 1 in 50 chance.
Look, if I make manager, I can earn enough money to go back to school, get my degree. I can move my family out of here. It's not right. One storm comes rolling through here and blows away my whole life. My mother, my college education, my dreams.
I'm sorry. It's just you've been talking like this since we were in kindergarten. One scheme after another and nothing ever happens.
Camille looks down.
What in the world? Where did you learn to do that?
Monica's carved a tomato into a rose.
Monica, let me talk to you for a second.
Monica grins excitedly. A moment later, she sits down at one of the tables with her boss.
I'm sorry, Monica. You're just not qualified for the management program.
So, I didn't do well on the test?
You did fine. Not top tier, but...
But what? I'm motivated, I'm hardworking. Mr. Lamont, I've never missed a day.
That's not the issue. A management position means you need to be available for any location in the state. And it's just not right for someone in your situation.
My situation?
Your home life. Your brother, your grandmother.
That's the point. I'm the breadwinner. I need the money, and I mean, I can't make hamburgers for the rest of my life.
You're good at your job, Monica. What's wrong with that? And you should be happy you have one. There's a lot of people in the city who don't.
The Bennetts are sitting down to dinner.
I thought for dessert, we could go to that adorable yogurt place near the bus depot.
I can't. I have to go to the library for a research paper.
The library? Have you ever heard of the internet?
Actually, the research paper is on libraries and how during the digital age, they're becoming increasingly obsolete for our generation.
Do you need a lift?
What?
Your car? It got stolen, remember?
So do you?
That's okay, I think I'm just gonna walk.
Later, Claire walks away from the house and crosses the street, not realizing Mr. Bennett's following her. Letting her hair down, she turns a corner to find West waiting for her.
Hi.
Hi.
Mr. Bennett comes round the corner, but they're nowhere to be seen. Turning around to look for them, he doesn't notice them rising into the sky, then flying off.
The photo's gotta be in here somewhere. It's a group shot. Maybe 10, 12 people.
What kind of group is it?
It was a party or a meeting. My parents are in it. Kato Nakamura.
You knew Nakamura?
No, my folks did. He used to come over to the house sometimes. My father didn't seem to care for him too much. I remember the last time I saw him, my mom hugged him and it lasted just a little bit too long.
What about the others in the group?
Linderman was in it. Charles DeVoe, too. A lot of them are dead now.
These your boys?
Yeah.
What, you don't see him that often?
Look, I don't really know you that well.
My wife, my ex-wife, cheated on me. Which I could have forgiven her for, except for the fact that she was pregnant with his baby.
What are you telling me, Ellis?
I know a bunch of stuff about you. I figure it's only fair.
If you want to unload, go ahead.
6 months ago, I was a cop in L.A., married, expecting a child, and then all of a sudden this stuff started happening. It just turned everything upside down. I'm just looking for answers.
Nathan picks up a group photograph.
Maybe this will help.
Nathan takes out the torn photo of Kaito.
That's the same photo.
If the people in this picture are dead, it's like the killer's picking them off one by one.
Maybe one of these is the killer.
Look, here's my father, here's my mother, Charles DeVoe, Linderman, Hiro Nakamura. This guy's name is Bob. Bob. I don't know his last name. I don't know the rest of the people in that picture either.
I know him.
How?
It's my father.
He stares at the picture with a stunned expression. Monica's sitting outside the restaurant, her head filled with images of the New Orleans flood.
Hey. Oh, making hamburgers. Is he kidding me? I swear I'd like to smack him upside his head.
I'm glad you didn't. You can't afford to get fired.
I can't explain it, but I know I'm supposed to be somebody. I feel like there's something inside me that wants to come out. Does that make any sense?
You lost more than most in the storm, and that kind of loss, it takes a while. You shouldn't be in such a hurry.
I don't know, maybe God's punishing me.
Now, why would he do that?
For being selfish. I pray for it every Sunday in church, for God to find me a way out of here. Everybody else is praying for the community, to put things back together, to give them strength. Not me. I'm just praying for a way out. That's terrible, isn't it?
Monica, given the situation, I'd say it's pretty normal.
Normal. Yeah, that's me, all right.
I offer to take you anywhere, and this is all you can come up with?
Well, what can I say? I'm a cheap date.
The Hollywood sign.
You gotta think for heights, huh?
There was this place near where I used to live in Texas. It was this old gravel tower. I used to climb up to the top of it, see what I could do.
You'd jump off?
Yeah. Guess I've just been thinking a lot about my life. How it all went away so fast.
And why did it go away?
I can't tell you that. The truth is, so many terrible things happened to me while I lived there. I'm not sure I could ever open up to anyone again.
Well, we're here together. So part of you must want to share something.
I want to trust you.
Then jump.
What?
Trust begins with a leap.
Cheesy,
but true.
No, it'll be gross. My arms pop out of their sockets, and sometimes my feet come out facing each other. It's so cute.
Claire, these fears you have of someone finding out about you, of feeling different forever, I have them too. You can share them with me, but I can't help you if you don't trust me.
He goes to kiss her.
Okay.
She gets to her feet, standing on one of the O's of the sign, the lights of the city laid out in front of her like a carpet under the night sky. Looking down at West, she opens her arms and throws herself off the sign. Suddenly, West catches her and lifts her back up, hovering with her in his arms.
You got me.
Of course I did.
But I would have been fine.
I know you can heal, Claire. But I never want to see you hurt.
They kiss, slowly spinning as they rise into the sky. Mike has taken the back off the Dawson's TV set.
I don't understand. You don't even have tools.
Just hold on. Almost got it.
You know if this doesn't work, you're dead. You know that, right?
Placing his hand on the back of the TV, Micah closes his eyes and concentrates. Suddenly, the picture becomes clear.
You did it. You got your stay of execution.
They high-five, and Damon sits down to watch. Arriving home with some food from the restaurant, Monica seems puzzled.
Is that pay-per-view?
Uh-huh.
How did you get that?
Turns out Mike is some type of genius and rigged the cable.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Looking at him disapprovingly, Monica sits down and wearily rests her head in her hand.
I was just trying to help.
Look, I know it's tough being stuck with your cousins like this, after everything you've been through. But I promised your mother that I'd look after you, so you gotta obey the rules around here, okay?
I know.
I got dinner for you guys. You can eat in front of the TV.
As she stops to take a breath, Micah walks towards her and gives her a hug. Then, when she turns herself around to face him, he opens his hand and presses it against her back, closing his eyes.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah. I just wish I could fix your dreams for you.
Yeah, sweet kid. Go tell Damon dinner's ready.
Dinner's ready?
Yeah, in a minute. Here goes the 619! Oh! Man, that's awesome.
Monica's mesmerized by the TV, its images flooding her consciousness. Matt's anxiously staring at the picture of his father as Mahinda and Molly arrive home.
Matt, you're home!
Hey, yeah. Home. Oh, and I need to talk to you. Both of you, actually.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, yeah. I have to find my father.
You don't know where your dad is?
He left me when I was 13. He gave me $120 and a pat on the head.
And you haven't seen him since?
I've tried, but that's the thing about criminals. They don't like to be found.
He's a bad guy?
My dad stole a lot of money from a lot of people. And the case that I'm working on right now, I have a feeling that he's in the middle of something really dangerous, and I need to talk to him. So I need you to help me find him. Okay.
Okay.
All right, good.
The photo.
There he is. That's my dad.
She jumps back.
Molly, what is it? Molly, what's wrong?
Put it away! Put it away!
Molly! Molly, what's wrong?
Please don't make me look for him. Please don't make me look.
I don't understand. Why not?
He's the man of my dreams. He is the nightmare man.
Nathan's sitting on his sofa with various family photos scattered on the coffee table. Holding a picture of young Peter wearing a bow tie, he gets up and crosses to a mirror. He places the photo against the glass. Looking in the mirror, he finds himself face to face with a grotesquely disfigured version of himself.
Get away from me!
He punches the glass, making the image disappear. Looking at the blood seeping from his knuckles, he clenches his fist. Landing back down to Earth with West, Claire checks her watch.
Oh my gosh, look what time it is. My dad's gonna kill me.
What lie did you use to get out of the house? Because I'm guessing you didn't say you were flying around in the arms of some kid from school.
I said I was going to the library.
Ouch. I'm sure he didn't suspect a thing.
I'm sorry, I'm a lousy liar.
Look, if we're gonna keep seeing each other, we gotta come up with something good, something consistent.
Like what, I'm volunteering at a soup kitchen?
Claire, the credible lies are the ones that make you look bad. What else is it that your dad doesn't want you to do?
I think I have just the thing.
Aren't you gonna say goodnight?
She walks back over to him and gives him a kiss.
You're killing me.
They kiss again. It's daytime in Mexico. Maya, Alejandro, Derek, and Sila have stopped at a backwater service station. Buying a newspaper, Derek recognizes the two photo fits on the front page.
Gabriel, here, check this out.
Sila walks over.
There are killers in the car with us.
What? No, homicidio. Right there.
Maya and Alejandro.
Oh, golly, they seem so...
Dude, I have been riding with them for 2 days. We gotta ditch him.
All right, I'll distract them. You go call the police. There's a payphone right inside.
As Derek heads for the phone, Sila picks up a brick, keeping the papers from blowing away, and follows him inside. Alejandro's just wondering where they are when Sila gets into the car.
We have a problem. I'm going to ask you a question, and you need to tell me the truth.
Sí, claro. What is it?
This. Is this you?
Alejandro tells Maya to say no.
Yes. This is us, but it is not our fault. We didn't mean to hurt anyone.
Well, you can tell the police that because Derek is calling me right now.
No, please, no. You cannot. Derek is llamando a la policía.
As she explains to Alejandro that Derek's calling the police, Maya, then Sila, are suddenly struck down in pain.
What are you doing to me?
Their eyes have turned black. Taking Maya's hands, Alejandro encourages her to calm down. His face strains as her pain subsides. Silas stares at their hands until Alejandro also relaxes.
You both have power.
This is not our fault. We don't know what's happening to us.
That's why you need to find Dr. Suresh.
Yes.
Believe me, I understand what you're going through. To be held responsible for things that you didn't mean to do. Being hunted. I've helped Suresh with so many people like you. He'll know what to do.
Help the police!
They have to catch us first.
Putting the keys in the ignition, he smiles menacingly. As they pull away, Derek's lying on the floor by a doorway with a pool of blood by his head. A large cockroach crawls over the brick, resting beside him. Silently letting herself into the house, Claire's about to head upstairs when she notices Mr. Bennett sitting with his back to her, eating ice cream.
How was the library?
Dad, I can explain.
You don't need to. You were with a boy.
No, there's no boy.
Okay. So, I'm waiting.
I tried out for cheerleading.
Cheerleading?
I made the squad. I forged your signature on the release form. The girls took me out to celebrate.
You...
First you get your car stolen, now that I told you no cheerleading. I was very specific about that.
Dad, cheerleading makes me happy, okay? Look, I know it's scary and I know there are risks. Just please, let me have this one thing. I've done everything else you've asked me to. I've given up my friends and my life. I just need one thing that's normal.
I had no idea that cheerleading meant that much to you.
Took me by surprise, too.
Mr. Bennett smiles at her.
You're gonna let me do it?
He considers.
I'll make you a deal. You cheerlead. But you promise me that you will not date. For now.
Okay.
Okay.
Kissing him on the cheek, Claire looks shamefaced as she walks away. Glancing out of a window to see wind chimes swaying back and forth in the garden, Mr. Bennett gets to his feet. As he steps outside through the back door, the Haitian strolls over to meet him.
I have a lead on the paintings. We have to go to Odessa.
Texas?
No, Ukraine. It's a long trip. What will you tell your family?
I'm sure I'll think of something.
Mohinder leaves Molly reading in bed.
She's finally settling down.
I'm sorry.
You didn't know?
No, I'm sorry, because Molly has to find my father.
That is out of the question.
A lot of people
in this photo are dead. This guy dead. This guy. Dead. Kato Nakamura murdered. Angela Petrelli attacked. This is my dad. He may already be dead. He may be the next victim. He may be the killer. I have to find that out.
Okay, this man here, this is the man I work for. His name is Bob. I'll take you to him.
Fine. After we find my dad.
You leave Molly out of this. You were asking a little girl to confront her worst nightmare.
Maybe confronting it is exactly what she needs.
Oh, so this is all about helping Molly? Because to me, it sounds like a 13-year-old boy trying to make his daddy pay for leaving.
And you know everything about daddy issues.
Yeah, I do.
Molly's up.
I'll do it for you, Matt. I'll find your father.
Matt gives her a hug.
Thank you.
As he strokes her hair with his hand, Molly gazes up at Mohinder. Monica's working late.
Monica's dead tonight. Let's close up. You get the front door, I'll get the back.
She's just about to lock up when a man appears at the door.
Sorry, we're closed.
The sign said y'all closed at 10. Look, I'm hungry.
My boss, he's making me close up for the night.
And I said I'm hungry. And why you at it? I took everything you got in the rest.
Okay.
Sit down right there.
The man has a gun. As he walks behind the counter, a terrified Monica looks over her shoulder at the door. Something crosses her mind. Getting up out of her seat, she rushes towards the robber and swings herself around a pole, laying the man out with a move she saw on TV. The robber gets up and flees the restaurant.
Did you just see?
Where'd you learn that?
On TV.
We're right here for you.
Yeah, we're gonna protect you.
Closing her eyes, Molly holds a pin over a map.
I see Zeddy.
Philadelphia. Good.
She moves the pin.
An apartment building.
What floor?
I don't want to go in.
He can't hurt you. It's okay.
Third floor.
Okay, good. Good. What's the apartment number?
He knows I'm here. He's coming.
Okay, Molly, what's the apartment number? Quickly, come on.
9.
9. Good girl. All right, get out of there right now.
He sees me. He... Leave
Molly,
alone!
Molly, get out of there.
Leave me alone!
Molly! Molly!
Molly. She's breathing.
What happened?
She's in shock. She won't wake up.
Come on, Molly, you did it.
It's time to get up. Molly,
Matt,
it's
don't.
Time to get up. Come on,
Matt,
wake up.
Don't.
To be continued.